Jones Show. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right. I have already covered in the last hour and a half with Marjorie Taylor Greene and with the clips of Kamala Harris saying Trump's going to kill Americans with the military while they've actually put in the executive orders, the military directives to do it. I mean, it's just wild. And thank God Trump's been listening, and now they've got, I'm told now it's in as of today, aircraft with anti-missile systems that track when a missile's launched, then shoot flares out to stop them. And it's like a 99% success rate. The people operating the systems are not asleep. And I've been really worried about that, because if I was the deep state, that's how I'd get Trump. And then say Iran did it. And I said that before they came out and said Iran's going to shoot him down with a surface-to-air missile in America. I said if I was them, I would do this and blame Iran. And then they did it. So it's not really hard once you just spend your time studying these creeps. So I've covered that for an hour and a half. I'm done talking about that. And you hear me talking to congresswomen and Roger Stone and to the listeners and behind the scenes. I'm on the phone, you know, really trying to push this thing uphill. But it's starting to happen. The Al Green thing was awesome, and it just brings up all these real things that Kamala and others are involved in, and just how out of control this whole situation is. And I want to get to some of those clips. Then I want to get into the military news. Nuclear war alert. Ukraine to be given nuclear weapons under a secret NATO plan. That dovetails with Netanyahu will strike military sites within Iran before U.S. election. Sources report. Reckless disregard for the truth. Shareholders sue Moderna for misleading investors on RSV shot efficacy. Doesn't work. Makes you sick. We're going to get into Senate challenger to Elizabeth Warren. Exposes her connections to Epstein. We're also going to get into just a bunch of other news that's really, really important, and the ongoing demonization of Trump, the CIA publication, The Atlantic. Trump is speaking like Hitler, Stalin, and Mussolini. Absolute crap. And so much more. And I want to drill through it all here in a moment. And then we have a special guest in studio coming up to cover the waterfront as well. Sarah Gonzalez, really smart, really interesting lady. But let me talk about the future of InfoWars. We are 24 days out, we'll put it on screen. We have a countdown clock to the very probable potential shutdown of InfoWars. It goes up for sale, and the bad guys say they're going to try to outbid and buy it from the good guys. I also learned other disturbing things this morning that I'm not ready to talk about at this time, but we're 25 days out of the potential shutdown of InfoWars. But I will tell you this. There's a lot of big talk by a lot of people and well-known folks that have big money that they're coming in to buy InfoWars. And that's great, because regardless of whether good guys buy it or not, with a lot of the chicanery going on behind the scenes, I've been in this building almost 16 years. The bad guys have put pressure on the folks that we rent this building from. Now that we're out of bankruptcy, they can make us leave. And they're going to try to shut us down that way. And then this whole studio system we had to pay for and build is kaput. That's going to take money, even if we scale back. And the studios, I just did it because we want to have more broadcasters. We want to go 24 hours a day. We never got there. We do 10 hours a day of live, hours and hours of other reports. That's not that big a deal at the end of the day, except we're going to have to go out and build an infrastructure. And some infrastructure has been built, and a lot of things have happened. But, and I've obviously got other groups that are like, hey, you got a job here right now. moved to Florida, moved to, you know, here, and it's great for me. But my family's here, my crew's here. I love this crew. They put up with me. They're awesome. And they're highly trained, and they know what they're doing, and they're family. Also, it'll make us miss a few steps to have to scramble around while President Trump is president-elect for those 76 days of the globalist promising civil war conditions when I need to be on the air. So I pledge this to you. If we get the support we need, we won't miss a step. And so I am not just on the air here now for 4 hours every day or longer sometimes. I am busy fighting the legal battles, busy trying to get the funds in, and busy with infrastructure that is good. And then it takes money to run that infrastructure, not just the crew. Example, we have a radio and a TV satellite. Both together, they cost $18,000 a month. That's a good deal in the industry. It's what the cable TV stations, radio stations have to have. And we're like number one on a bunch of cable systems now. Like, we've been number one there for a long time. Anytime we talk about it, they come after the system. So I don't like to say the names, but I mean, we're number one on a bunch of them. On little computer boxes where you get the whole, you know, internet and cable off that subscription, those systems. And it's not a secret, the one that has OAN on it, that system, we're number one on that. So that's $18,000 a month. And we reach millions of people through that. But in the current money we've got in, that's an issue. Selling T-shirts, selling high-quality supplements, selling stuff like that, especially because almost all the money that comes in here, I made a deal where I get some of it after I was out of bankruptcy. But we're talking, after all said and done, the cost of product, all of it, like 10%. So if we sell $100,000 worth of product today, after the cost of product and the deals that are made, I get like $10,000. Oh, wow, $70,000 a week. That's not going to build a network and hire the crew and do all that stuff. Now, once InfoWars is shut down and that happens, the deals we've got, the majority of the profit will come in and we'll be able to have that. And so we're okay there. But I don't like operating a war right on empty. And God seems to keep me at this place, so I never question God. But God's got to work through you to go, hey, these are great products, and this guy's swinging for the fences and has a record of devastating the New World Order, and they sure as hell want his head on the wall. We need to rally behind this guy and rally behind our own interest and supporting. And again, less than 1% of the listeners, it's gone up from like a fraction of 1%, close to 1%. So my point is hitting people's ears, but this isn't like a football game or a Netflix show where this is just some other political thing or some other news thing. This is real Americana. We know what we're talking about. We study the globalists. We've got the best track record of being able to predict what they're going to do. That's why they hate my ass. I've been studying this stuff, nose the grindstone, 35 years. I've been studying it for 40 years. I was 10 years old learning about the globalists, the New World Order, and I thought that was pretty important. I didn't want to read comic books anymore about fiction. I wanted to know about real stuff. So I got into World War I, World War II history, Roman history, all of it. I've read, no exaggeration, it's got to be over 1,000 books. And I hardly read books anymore, you know, about history and globalism, because I'm just reading news all day, and I already have such a backlog of knowledge and so many guests, I don't have the time to do it. But I used to stay up till 2 in the morning almost every night until probably about 12, 13 years ago. And then I might read 10 books a year now, because I'm just, half the time, I already know everything that's in the book anyways. It's like Mario Puzo, who wrote The Godfather, never written a book. He grew up in New York, actually knew the real gangsters. He just changed the names of real things that happened and put it in a book. And when he won all those Academy Awards, they wanted him to speak at a big college. He's done interviews and told the story. He was dead now. And he was going to speak to a major university about screenwriters, to screenwriters. I think it was UCLA. And so he thought he'd go buy a book, the best-selling book that year, a few years after The Godfather came out, on screenwriting. He bought the book, and the whole book was inside about The Godfather and how Mario Puzo was the best screenwriter. Never went to college for screenwriting, knew nothing about it, wrote what they say is the best screenplay ever, And then he goes and gets a book that's the bestseller about how to write screenplays, and it's all about how to do it the way he did. So, and I'm not saying I'm that smart, but this is all I do. It's so, you know, 99% of the time I go read something or whatever, and I'm like, yeah, I already knew that, knew this, knew that, knew that. I just get more constantly watching clips of them, reading white papers, documents, legislation, globalist statements, what's coming out of the CFR, what's coming out of the WEF, and then it's all just a continuation of their death cult, world government, technocracy, mad scientists, satanic lunatic asylum. So that's how I know their next moves, because they just keep building on the same thing. And they throw curveballs and stuff, but my point is, before I get back to the news, is we really need to stay on the air. And I don't like risking my life. I don't like dealing with the Justice Department. I don't like all the harassment we've gone through. You don't know about 10% of it. Less than 10%. But it's my responsibility to do this, because I know what's going on, and I'm good at exposing it, and I'm good at getting the guests on. The crew's great at what they do. And I just don't want to be out of this fight. I don't want to just go half speed because I go, well, I just didn't get the support, so, you know, I'll just take a backbench here. No, what we do is too important. So I'm just asking you to keep me in the fight. And we got great T-shirts and incredible blow-you-away supplements and everything at our great sponsor, thealexjonesstore.com. And I want to thank you for your support, but we need it now. And I also need you to follow on X, if you're a real Alex Jones follower, to go to what's in the corner of the screen at AJN.